Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war. This means
praise the Lord. You are now once again tuned into Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are so grateful for what God is doing through this worldwide platform and ministry. It is marvelous in our eyes, and God is truly being glorified through this worldwide platform. So I'm asking all listeners in advance, before we even go into prayer, get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready. We have an awesome woman of God on tonight, Pastor Sharon Ford. She is the pastor of Spiritual Care of Southfield, Michigan. She will be bringing forth God's word on tonight. So you're most definitely going to need your Bibles, your pens and paper, so you can take notes. And as I always let the listeners know, we don't want anyone to ever take it lightly or ever think that we're making up things as we go. God's word said, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So that's why it's important that you have your Bible so you can follow along as you're being ministered the word of God, so you can read it for yourself what thus saith the Lord. We're going to get ready to open up in prayer. And before we do that, I'm asking all listeners, if you would keep my guests on tonight in your prayers, because the enemy is still seeking the earth whom he may devour. So she's dealing with a health challenge right now, but we're going to pray that she's healed, delivered, and set free in the name of Jesus. Not only her, but her husband, her whole household. They are healed, and that God is going to be glorified through her, even on tonight, and through her family. And we know that the enemy has power, but God has all power. And by the stripes of Jesus, we're claiming healing for Pastor Ford and her family right now in the name of Jesus. So please pray with me. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. You're truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. to thank you that you still have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. We thank you that you sit high and you look low. We thank you that you are a promise keeper. You're not like man. You don't get amnesia. You don't forget. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people for your glory. So now, Lord, we come asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Sharon Ford and her entire family, and every saved believer all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth would not be in vain, that you would be glorified through each one of us individually, and then it's a corporate body of believers that you would get the glory. And then, Father, we come now lifting up all those that have believed on tonight. The young man that was funeralized on today, Brother Wright, continue to lift up his entire family, the Floyd family. We lift them up to you in prayer that you would continue to comfort and strengthen them, not only them, but all those that have lost loved ones for whatever reason, due to violence all over the land or whether through the COVID coronavirus or whatever the situation may be, whether they have lost a loved one. My brother and friend, Keith Griffin, he's still dealing with the loss of his mother in January. So comfort and strengthen him as well. And all those sisters in Christ, Bridget Douglas, who lost her only child. So we pray, Lord, that you will continue to comfort and strengthen them as only you can. Let them all feel your peace, your love, your presence, your comforting spirit as they go through the hour of bereavement. And let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal in the name of Jesus. Continue to touch, heal, and deliver and strengthen your people that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Once again, we lift up the woman of God on tonight, Pastor Sharon Ford. We know that you are a miracle worker. You're still working miracle signs and wonders through your people, that we would have a testimony and let the world know that it's you who have healed us, that we would not be ashamed. So we thank you that you are healing her body, even as she's going to deliver your word on tonight. Give her the strength that she needs to deliver your word with power on tonight. Should there be any listeners that's not saved in Jesus' name, it's our prayer, our hope and desire that something will be said through your woman of God on tonight, as you use her and through your Holy Spirit, that they will hear your word, not only hear your word, but they will receive it in their hearts. They will open their own mouth and confess their sins and transgressions when they would ask Jesus Christ, your son, to come into their hearts and save them on tonight, that you will get the glory. It's our prayer in the name of Jesus. So continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes into this worldwide ministry and platform, even to the new listeners on tonight, tomorrow, and grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer. In the name of Jesus, we pray. All those that are touching and agree with this prayer say, amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another scripture proof of thought, and it comes to us saying, be ye doers of God's word, not hearers only. Once again, tonight's scripture proof of thought, be ye doers of God's word, not hearers only. The word of God said that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So he need more doers that's going to hear his word and then be a doer of his word. So in the form of announcement, before I bring Pastor Sharon Ford on to deliver the word, giving you time to get your Bibles, your pens and paper. So in the meantime, I'm going to give you a few announcements that you might want to jot down as we move forward. Every night at 9 o'clock p.m., every night, 7 nights a week, a young minister of the gospel, Minister Tawan Eppinger, God has blessed him to open up a prayer line again every night at starting at 9 o'clock p.m. His prayer line number is area code 602, that's 602 area code, 610-2081. If you are standing in the need of prayer, if you want to stand in the gap for someone and pray for someone else, this is your chance and opportunity to dial into this prayer line and be prayed for or to offer prayer. Again, Minister Tawan Eppinger's prayer line number is area code 602-610-2081, and the access code is 913-927. Once again, that access code is 913-927. Minister Tawan Eppinger is a member of the Morning Star Missionary Baptist Church on the east side of Detroit, where Pastor Isaiah Tillman Jr. is the pastor and shepherd there. And I want to, while we're talking about that, I want to give a shout out to my bishop and my pastor and shepherd, Bishop James A. Jennings of the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where I am a member, and also to my church family, the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church family. We have a special guest on this coming Saturday, an author none other than Sister Rosalind Chetnaud will be my special guest on this coming Saturday night. That's Saturday, April the 24th. Author Rosalind L. Chetnaud will be my special guest. And then on the 29th of April, next Thursday night, my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, he is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be delivering God's word over this worldwide platform on next Thursday night. Again, Pastor Norman King, the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries in Greensboro, North Carolina, will be delivering God's word. And then I have two other announcements, and then we're going to move forward. I am so excited for what God is doing in my youngest brother's life and the life of his family. His oldest daughter, Kayla Brown, has obtained her realtor's license. So if you are in the Michigan area and you are seeking or looking to purchase your first home or your dream home in the state of Michigan, let Kayla Brown help make it a reality for you. My niece's number, where she can be reached at Century 21, her cell phone number is area code 313-992-562. Again, that's 313, area code 992-5562. That's her cell phone number. Her office phone number is area code 734-464-6400. Her email address is Kayla, K-A-Y-L-A, Kayla Brown, dot C as in Charlie, 21 at gmail.com. So again, if you are in the Michigan area and you're looking to purchase your first home or your dream home, let Kayla Brown help make it a reality for you. And my final announcement on tonight is I am so excited for what God is doing in my younger sister's life, Danetta Burney. She is the author of the book titled The Lizard's Guard at the Gate. And also, she is the author of the book, children's book titled The Best of Joy. They are both available now at Amazon.com. She has now opened up a children's store with The Lizard's Guard at the Gate, his book. Then he has a coloring book. He also has a puzzle. And he has a little pillow with his picture on it and a variety of T-shirts. So if you have little ones in your life between the ages of 3 to 8 years old, we're getting so much feedback, good feedback regarding The Lizard's Guard at the Gate. The children love wearing the T-shirts. They love his little pillow. So if you have little ones in your life that's between the ages of 3 to 8, if you are a parent, a grandparent, an uncle or aunt, or even a teacher, you want to be a blessing to a little one in your life, go to my youngest sister's website, which is up and now running at www.joshtheguard.com. Once again, that website is www.joshtheguard.com. And speaking of authors, my special guest on tonight, Pastor Sharon Ford, she is also an author. She has a book titled If Trees Could Talk. Again, Pastor Sharon Ford has a book titled If Trees Could Talk. It is now available and for purchase at Amazon.com. So those are my announcements for tonight. We're going to go to our music break, and following the music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Sharon Ford. So enjoy the music break.
Come on, KD.
This is an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir. of prayer. If you know you're standing in need of prayer, come on, open your mouth, everybody, and say prayer.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I love that song, Pray For Me. Did you hear what he said in that song? He said, it's an urgent request. And if there was ever a time that we need to be praying, it is right now. But there was a song that said, if we ever needed the Lord, we surely need him now. Because again, we know that the enemy is still seeking and roaring, walking up and down the earth, seeking whom he may devour, even because of hate and evil and everything else that he could think of. So it's praying time. So right now, I am so excited to be able to give this mic to none other than my sister in Christ, Pastor Sharon Ford. Pastor Sharon Ford, I'll now yield the mic to you. Before I do that, listeners, please keep her in your prayers while she is bringing forth God's word. She needs your strength on tonight. Sister, Pastor Sharon Ford, I now yield the mic to you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I know that you already prayed, but I'd like to just do a short prayer, if you bear with
Amen.
Me.
Amen. Yes,
Father
Lord.
God, I thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. I thank you for life. Lord, continue to show us truth in your word as you increase and as I decrease. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Brother James, I thank you for the opportunity to be on your program today. I thank God for you, and may the Lord continue to bless you and the ministry. I'm so
Amen.
Excited. I'm filled today. I'm excited to bring this message tonight, and let me tell you why. Ever since you asked me to come on your program, brother, Satan has been on attack in my household with COVID-19, and my family is now on a 10-day quarantine. But the devil is a liar, and the truth is not
yes.
in him. The Lord's word will come forth as it always do, and his word
yes.
will reign supreme. Amen? My
Amen.
Scripture reads, it will come from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 28, verses 1 and 2. So if you have your Bibles, go ahead on, turn to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 28, verses 1 and 2. And I'm taking it from the NIV Student Study Bible. So if you have your Bibles, turn to that and follow me in this chapter and couple verses. Now, my sermon topic for tonight is entitled, I'm not your puppet. I'm not your puppet. Now, as we
Amen.
Look into this and the verses, I want you to visualize as if you were there and ask yourself, why was there a need for the Lord to send a message to the ruler of Tyrus? Now, I'm not questioning God, but if we were there, you could be asking yourself, why was there a need to send a message to the ruler? Well, it was because God saw the evil intent, the pride in the ruler's heart. And so verse 1 says, read along with me, the Lord came to Ezekiel and said, verse 2, son of man, say to the ruler of Tyrus, now this is what the sovereign Lord says, in the pride of your heart. Underline that word pride, because we will get back to it. In the pride of your heart, you say, I am a God. I sit on the throne of a God in the heart of the seas. But you are a man and not a God, though you think you are as wise as a God. Amen? Lord, I thank you for the reading of your word. So the prince of Tyrus had pride in his heart, believing he was wise as a God. Now, the word pride in the dictionary is defined as gaining satisfaction from something. And so what was the something that made the ruler have this feeling of pride? It was his wealth and his great trading skills that increased his wealth, and the more his wealth increased, his heart had grown proud. So me, I had to look up the word proud, because there is a difference between pride and proud. So I needed to get a better understanding when Jesus said that his heart had grown proud. The ruler's heart had grown proud. Now, the word proud means, according to the dictionary, English dictionary, it means arrogant, conceited, self-important, big-headed, and egotistical. And this is what God saw in the ruler of Tyrus' heart. Listen, don't ever think that God don't know nothing about you, because God is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent. And that should tell all of us he knows it all. He sees high, he sits high, he sees low. He sees and knows everything. Amen? In fact, God tells us in the Holy Scriptures, in the book of Jeremiah 29, verse 11, God says, I know the plans I have for you. Plans of good and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. And because there's nothing new under the sun, people, the same plans for good God wanted for the ruler of Tyrus is the same good he wants for us today, to give us a future and a hope. No matter what our circumstances may be, whether it's illness, whether you broke, whether you, whatever it may be, he can work through it to prosper us and give us a hope. Amen?
Amen.
But the ruler of wealth made him proud to the point that he thought that he was wise as a God. And so the Lord came to Ezekiel to give the ruler of Tyrus that message that he was not a god, but a man. But you see, the prince of Tyrus' pride had opened the door to Satan. He opened the gate for Satan to walk right in, all because of his ego and self-importance. And I don't think for a moment that Satan was not going to capitalize on the pride of the ruler, because by now Satan had him believing he was wise as a god. He was thinking he was bigger than what he was. So it's my guess, the prince was not hearing or listening to the voice of God. Doesn't this sound a little familiar in the Garden of Eden? They didn't listen to the voice of God, man. And so now, because of the pride in the ruler's heart, I believe he became puppetized, with Satan controlling the strings. We can look at Ezekiel 28:1-2 as a warning from God to us. God has given the message to Ezekiel for us, just as he gave the message to the prince of Tyrus. We are not gods. We are but a man. Listen, from birth to whatever age you are today, Satan and his demonic forces are always somewhere around trying to make you their puppet, by trying to make you believe you are wise as a god. And once Satan and his evil forces convinces you to become disobedient against the word of God because you have invested in the things of this world and not the things of God. Now you are dangling on Satan's strings, just like the rule of Tyrus. Now you can be called Mr. or Mrs. Puppet. Listen, we all have free will to choose good over evil. And if you choose to think this world instead of God, you have opened the door and placed yourself in harm's way to become Satan's puppet. Satan was able to tempt the ruler of Tyrus because of his pride. Don't you go there. Don't you go there because pride has gotten in your way. Don't you go there because you have become conceited and big-headed and egotistical. Don't go there, because once you go there, Satan has put you on his string because you have allowed him to walk right into the door. You have opened the gate. So Satan catered to the ruler of Tyrus' pride, his wealth, and his great trading skills by offering him even more wealth. And we all remember the temptation of Jesus in the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verses 8 through 10, of how Satan took Jesus to a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And what did Satan say to Jesus? Satan said, "All this I will give you if you bow down and worship me." And what did Jesus say to Satan? He said, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." But Prince Tyrus didn't pass the test. He didn't say, "Away from me, Satan," because he believed that he was wise as a god. And so the Prince of Tyrus was now captured by Satan. Scripture tells us in Proverbs 4:23, "As you think, you will become." So because the Prince of Tyrus is thinking he is wise as a god, because of the wealth he had acquired and his great trading skills, his pride clearly showed he had forgotten all about God. And now he was claiming divine honors, never once giving God the praise, honor, and the glory. And now, without even realizing, the Prince of Tyrus had become Satan's puppet. That is exactly why the Lord's word tells us in Romans 12:2, "Do not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." Once again, as you think, you have become. And that's exactly what happened to the ruler of Tyre. His pride and his heart allow him to become arrogant and filled with self-importance, thinking only of himself, thinking only of himself. And so as the verse goes on in Ezekiel 28:6-10, as the message continues from God to the ruler of Tyrus, it reads, "Therefore, the sovereign Lord says, I'm going to bring foreigners against you." He's talking this to Tyrus, the ruler of Tyrus. He said, "I'm going to bring foreigners against you, the most ruthless of nations. They will draw their swords against your beauty and wisdom and pierce your shining splendor. They will bring you down to the pit, and you will die a violent death in the heart of the seas. Will you then say, I am a god in the presence of those who kill you? You will be but a man, not a god, in the hands of those who slay you. You will die the death of the uncircumcised at the hands of foreigners. I have spoken, declares the sovereign Lord." My goodness. God didn't mix no words. He was directing to the point. And there's much more to the story, but I wanted to highlight verses 1 and 2 because there's a lot of people out there that think that they are a God, but they're only a man. But guess what? Even with hearing this message from the sovereign Lord, the ruler of Tyrus, he still didn't seek God's face with his prideful self. He thought he could protect his land, his territory, all by himself without any help from God. Listen, Satan's job is to steal, kill, and destroy. And he had convinced the ruler of Tyre that he was self-important. And now he was listening to the voice of the puppet master, Satan, doing all the things Satan wanted him to do because Satan was controlling the strings. The ruler of Tyre has been bamboozled by Satan. He had been deceived all because of his pride, his wealth, and great trading skills. And now God was going to bring foreigners to destroy the ruler of Tyrus. How many people do we know like the Prince of Tyre, thinking that they can control things, thinking they can control everything, all puffed and self-important? These type of people think that they know it all. They think that they don't need God. But I want to refer for a moment to the book of Exodus, chapter 1. Verse 15 through 22, and you can read it in your time of study, but I truly believe Pharaoh and his advisors was being used by Satan as puppets in order to implement Satan's plan of wiping out the Hebrew nation to keep the favorite child, Jesus, from coming forth. Listen. When we have an exaggerated opinion of our personal worth or abilities, like the rule of Tyrus and Pharaoh, and I'm sure there were many more used as puppets in the Bible to try to implement Satan's agenda, but this is the sin of our fallen nature. Our exaggerated opinion of our personal worth or abilities that allow Satan to walk right in and use us because we have opened the door. I believe that what got Satan thrown out of heaven was him believing in his own personal worth and abilities, his boastfulness, his pride, and maybe even his bragging rights of his beauty, with him thinking he could had the power to control things in God's abode. And so this is another perspective of the story because it alludes to what led to the downfall of Satan. But I believe Satan became his own worst enemy. He became a puppet to himself, controlling his own strings of wickedness and disobedience. Mm-hmm. Now, don't get me wrong. It's okay to encourage each other and to take pride in the good works of God and his creation. Now, I'm going to say that again. It's okay to encourage each other and to take pride in good works of God and his creation. And we can even be proud to be a child of God, but it becomes sinful when it becomes all about self. Amen?
Amen.
People, one of the things that I love about God is that he's a forgiving God. So if you fit into the category of pride and self-importance, and you got the big head, and you're conceited like the ruler of Tyre, I'm telling you now that it's not too late to seek God's face, repent, and turn from your wicked ways. You can close the door to Satan and his evil forces in the name of Jesus. All you got to do is repent and turn from your wicked ways. God is so good that he has given us the gift of self-control. We can control our sinful nature. You can control your arrogance, your conceitedness, and self-importance. So hear me now, and hear me good. Tell Satan, when he come at you to tempt you with the things of this world, and he tries to use you, tell Satan, I'm not your puppet. You have no place here. Tell Satan, I have asked the Lord to forgive me for my sins. I have been reborn. I'm a child of the Most High God. I'm in the family of God. The old man in me has passed away. I am a new creature, Satan, serving God Almighty in the name of Jesus. I am not your puppet, Satan. I have given myself away to God in the name of Jesus because Jesus, he paid it all, and all to him I owe. I owe you absolutely nothing, Satan. I am not your puppet. Sin once left a red stain on me, but because of Jesus and what he did for me on the cross, he washed my sin white as snow. I'm in the world, but not of this world. I've been redeemed. I've been saved from sin. Oh, God, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. You see, I'm living here on earth my best life in the kingdom of God once I was saved with all God's benefits before me. And let me tell you about some of the benefits that God has when you're in the family of God. He sends his angels with charge over your life. Now for me, he pays my bills. My bills are paid by the kingdom of God. I'm loved by God. If I'm sick, he heals me. And even if I should die, he promised I will live again. And I believe in his word. You see, in my Father's house are many mansions. Many mansions. And my Lord went to prepare a place for me. The Lord has even sent me the comforter that leads and guides me in the way that I should go. Satan, I am not your puppet. But see, these benefits are only if you are in the family of God, in the kingdom of God. Amen? So amen. I say this to those that have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. If you have not given your life to God in the name of Jesus the Christ, if you love and believe in him, I urge you, do it now. Accept the Lord as your Savior because the kingdom of God is at hand. He's offering salvation to you right now. And I can honestly tell you this with my heart, that you want to be on that salvation ship when Jesus returns. So if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried and risen 3 days later by God, you shall be saved. Now, if you confess this while you're listening under the sound of my voice, I reach out my hands to you with Elder Brown in the name of Jesus, and I ask the Lord to baptize and fill you with the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus and begin to enjoy the benefits the Lord has for you here on earth as it is in heaven. Listen, to be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is a wonderful experience. To be submerged into death, water, to die and be raised by God in Jesus' name in order to live again. although many say that this is a symbolic act, but it's an awesome experience to die before the family of God and to be risen by God, a new creature, as the old man died and passed away. It's a beautiful thing. Now, if you don't have a church, contact Brother James at this same number you dialed tonight, or contact me, Pastor Sharon Ford, at 313-523-5478, and I will give you information about the church I attend, New Revelations Church. My senior pastor is Pastor Jamel Morrison, and I'll give you that information, and let's come together as God's one big happy family. Once again, tell Satan when he come at you to try to use you, tell him, I'm not your puppet. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Pastor Sharon Ford, I just want to thank God for you, and that she was bringing forth the word. Before she brought the word, she more or less gave a little short testimony within a testimony. She let the listeners know, for those that dialed in late and did not hear what she said at the beginning before she brought the word, how Satan has been attacking her family since I asked her to be my guest on this show, on this radio platform on tonight. The enemy has been attacking her family with the COVID virus, her and her husband. But we claim in healing for her right now in the name of Jesus. I'm asking all the listeners that you would come together on one accord. And we're going to continue to lift up Pastor Sharon Ford and her husband and that entire family. And not only that family, but any family that has been dealing with this COVID virus or that has been attacked by the enemy of the COVID virus, that they are healed, they are delivered and set free in the name of Jesus, because he is still working miracles, signs, and wonders. So we thank Pastor Sharon Ford. I thank you personally for delivering this powerful word on tonight, a much-needed word for such a time as this, to let us know and remember that we are not Satan's puppet. And we need to let him know that. Let him know that it is already written. So if Jesus Christ, God's son, has to let the enemy know that it is written, we as believers in Jesus Christ and as doers of his word, we should follow his example and let the enemy know that it is written. So we can't say it's written if we don't know it's written. If we don't get into the word and study the word, again, the word of God says, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. It takes God's word. You have to use the word of God against Satan, because the enemy, he knows the word too. So we thank God for you, Pastor 7-4. Before I release you on tonight, again, she is the author of a book titled, If Trees Could Talk. Her book is available now at Amazon.com. Pastor Sharon Ford is the, she has a, I'm going to let her tell it. Pastor Sharon Ford, could you share with the worldwide listeners how God has blessed you in your ministry, the spiritual care of Southfield, what that's all about, and how people can contact you if they want to be, give donations to you for that, the ministry that God has placed upon you to be the overseer of, and your contact information. Give that out again. And your information about the spiritual care of Southfield, and then also give out your shout-outs.
Okay. Well, Spiritual Care Southfield is a nonprofit outreach mobile boutique ministry that belonged to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I thank the Lord for placing me in this ministry to do his will. Therefore, we are simply doing what Jesus wants us to do. We go out neighborhood to neighborhood by appointment, spreading the good news of the gospel. And while we are doing that, we are providing free clothes and food to those in need. The Lord placed in my heart this ministry in 2012, and since then, the Lord has grown the ministry that we are able to provide educational programs such as suicide awareness, grief and loss. And Brother James, the Lord has provided also a way for the ministry to provide non-perishable food items as well as the free clothes, all by way of our mobile boutique. as we provide this service. We're doing it right now to the Detroit and Southfield, Michigan areas. We do accept clothing donations, but they must be on hangers or neatly folded, and we do porch pickup only. Right now, I'm on a 10-day quarantine, so we're not doing anything right now, but once we get the all clear, then we'll be back out there doing what God wants us to do. Now, some of you out there may be asking, how do I receive this service? It's simple. Just contact me, Pastor Sharon Ford, at 313-523-5478 to schedule an appointment, and we will be there. Now, let me say this, that we don't come in your house. Everything, the shoppers, you shop at the truck. Everything is on the truck, hung up neatly or folded. So you just come out of your home, come to the truck, and it will say Spiritual Care of Southfield on the truck so that you know that it's us. Just come out. We open the doors. We have men, women, and children clothes. Meanwhile, we need community financial support. A one-time payment of $120 per year or a $10 a month payment for the year will help us continue to meet the needs of the people. Can we count on you? All you got to do is call me, 313-523-5478. And as a supporter, you will receive our quarterly newsletter, a framed supporter certificate, and our beautifully designed button, Spiritual Care, Working for Jesus. Once again, my number is 313-523-5478. We are a mobile boutique. Therefore, we do not have a fixed location. A lot of people say, well, I'll come to you. We don't have a fixed location. However, if you want to donate a fixed location to us, thank you, Jesus. Don't hesitate to give me a call. And so in terms of the sermons the Lord placed in my heart to share, you can listen to a few sermonettes on YouTube that are available under Spiritual Care of Southfield. Once again, my church home, my pastor is Senior Pastor Jamel Morrison. My church of New Revelations that I attend is currently closed right now, but we hope to open soon. So I thank you for the opportunity. In terms of If Trees Could Talk, it can be purchased on Amazon.com. It's a Black history talking about what trees sing as a result of slavery. So get your book today. It's only about $10. So, and it helps us to support our ministry, Spiritual Care Southfield. I thank you, Brother James, for the opportunity.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just wanted to make sure that we got the information out to the listeners because, again, this is a worldwide platform ministry. And you never know whose heart the Lord is going to touch. And so we know God is still working miracle signs and wonders, and he's still being glorified. And I thank God for you being obedient and doing what God has called you to do, to be a blessing to the less fortunate. So that's what it's all about. You're doing ministry outside of the four walls of the church. And that's what we need to do more of, to go inside the four walls. You know, it's a body of Christ and believers. The Lord tells us, don't forget to assemble ourselves together and give him worship, praise, and glory together as a corporate body. But then once we have done that, then what are we doing outside of the four walls that will continue to give God glory, honor, and praise? Because people, everybody's not going to come into the church. So we have to be like Jesus. He went out to where the people were and met them where they were. And so that's what you are doing through your ministry, Spiritual Care of Southfield. So again, Pastor Sharon Ford, we're going to continue, me and the listeners, we're going to continue to lift you up in prayer and your husband and your family that you're going to overcome this COVID-19 virus, and you're going to have another testimony because the enemy is trying to stop you. But we know that in the end, we win because the enemy has limited power, but God has all power over Satan. So the enemy knows who God is, so we want to remind him who God is and that he is not our puppet. And so we are not his puppet. So we thank God for you on tonight for sharing this powerful and much-needed word for such a time as this. I pray that the listeners was blessed by this word on tonight. I know I was. I was very enlightened. You can always learn something new from God's word. No matter how many times you have heard the message, you can always be open up to receive something different and something new from God's word. And you have delivered this word with power on tonight, Pastor Sheldon Ford. And I want to say thank you. And I do want you to know that this is not going to be your last time being my special guest on this worldwide platform. As soon as the Lord gave me the green light to have you back on again, I will be contacting you and giving you another date to deliver God's word once again. But before I release the listeners, I do want you all to know that I welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com. And don't forget what the spiritual food for thought came to us saying on today. Be ye doers of God's word, not hearers only. Well, as I always say, we must continue to lift each other up in prayer. We need to continue to encourage one another in God's word, not with our feelings or our opinions, but with God's word. Encourage one another in God's word. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until this coming Saturday night, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
You came.